You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
Hey, thank you for showing me how to use that zoom feature that makes you look brighter and reduces under-eye circles.
Right.
But I was thinking, how do I do that in real life? I mean, eventually I am going to have to see people in person.
Very true, honey. So what about that new cream from Voyage AC, the one in the bathroom, the Photo Eye Cream?
Yeah, it's the Bulgarian Rose Phyto Eye Cream.
Ah, Phyto.
And that's perfect. It's made with organic oils and extracts that reduce puffiness and under-eye circles.
It says here it's also soothing and anti-aging as well.
It's so good, hon. Voyage AC is absolutely everything you need. Wonderful gifts, faux fur throws, beachwear, diffusers, clutches, beach bags, clothes, glamorous masks, hand sanitizer, and this gorgeous Bulgarian Rose Phyto Eye Cream. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VoyageEtcie.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all of our listeners. That is 10% off everything you buy.
Yep. All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
Fascinating. You know, I your podcast Family Secrets brings up like feelings of shame, you know, but I think your story explains so much to you that it's relieving in many ways. It sounded like throughout the thing, like trying to understand who you are and where you came from. It sounds like it gave you balance.
Well, that's right. I mean, ultimately, I had to go through the gauntlet of feeling completely like alien. And like I write about this in the book. I would literally look at my hand and go like, whose hand is this?
Right.
You know, or like, whose face is this? Where, like, it was so hard to metabolize. But then when I did metabolize, it's been truly liberating because the truth was always really kind of right there, hiding in plain sight.
Right.
And
there was no real evidence. No vocal evidence at that moment. We've had a couple of folks on the show, guests who've talked about being adopted and then later in their lives going and finding their adoptive parents. And they had that same reaction like, oh, there's my hands and there's my hair.
Yes.
And being raised in families where they didn't have that identity, but they didn't know they were missing it until they saw it. And it was a very empowering moment. So I did the 23andMe twice and they came back with it inconclusive both times.
Wait, they refunded his money.
They refunded my money.
Oh, they're like, we can't test your DNA.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And we personally don't really know much before my mother's family goes back the furthest, or just after the turn of, or before the turn of the 19th century. And my father's family, we don't know anything about past his mother. So it's a very interesting thing. I feel like I have a hole there, and I do feel like I have a responsibility to my children to understand more about where I've come from. But I haven't had that, like you talked about in your interview, that push and that urgency to do it. So you've given me, you know, motivation and some again another nudge from the universe.
Well, if you do it, why just try a different try ancestry.com instead.
Yeah, we're going to look around, and now I have a 22-year-old daughter who's very studious and good at research, so she can help me out a little bit too. I know she's curious, so it's been a really fascinating. I could have sat here and listened for a couple hours to tell your story. You're a great storyteller.
Yes.
And you
that's
can
fantastic. Yeah.
The other thing we didn't get to talk about is how the first interview we did that we didn't get to record, Laura fanned out on you like I've not really witnessed before.
I had to tamp that down this time.
So people didn't get to see that side of her. And
was fun.
It also has been really interesting just to get to know you a little bit through the attempts of getting this recording in a can.
It actually loosened things up, I think.
Exactly.
Your accessibility is wonderful.
Yeah, we should always do that. Right. Just kidding.
A failed one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we do. We look forward to meeting you, and the best of luck with everything going on.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Danny.
The Only One in the Room has brand new interviews for you every week. You won't want to miss our full episodes every Tuesday, Scott Talks on Wednesday, and our new Thursday series, The Now Normal. And twice per month, be sure to catch our 30-minute Sunday edition by subscribing to the show wherever you get your podcasts. Join our Only One in the Room Facebook group if you'd like to tell us about your Only One story. All of us at The Only One in the Room wish you safety and wellness.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.